people up there, and had people with them, and they soon tried to get through them. They coming back by and some stuff I figured out for them, but
yeah.
I think the girl will take care of them now. I think that lined up, you know.
Good. How you been since the last?
Been all right.
What you just passed?
Well, I took a tour to Tom Beach, and I saw you with them rocks and everything.
Yeah.
You don't go around out in that part of the country, Alabama, in Gainesville and Aliceville.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you didn't know. You hadn't been up there, huh?
No, that part. I haven't been up there. Yeah. You been doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I complained. I told them. We went back to visit. My wife went with me. We had a meeting up there. The Mississippi River and Harbor Association, and the Tom Bigby, Tennessee Tom Bigby Authority, you know, that's building that waterway,
yes.
Entertain us up there, and how to bus and carry us around all the levees, and we take a levee, and they take that bus and hook a bulldozer to it and shut down the job and carry us around on a big, where they cut these big channels and they had to put the rocks in, you know,
yeah.
And dams to dam the river, you know. They took it all around the levees and everything on those buses. And with one bus, I mean, you know, it was air conditioned. It was really nice to air conditioned and the bulldozer tow, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my wife went back home with me. That's her home, Columbus, Mississippi, the headquarters of this Tom Bigby Authority, you know, where
yeah.
They put in the new waterway. And she outlived all her kin folks. She hadn't got even a cousin left. And she went and visited some old neighbors, you know. While we sat there about a week, and we took in the country, you know.
Uh-huh.
Kinfolk, just old neighbors, you know.
Yeah.
And the neighbors were doing pretty good. Some of them were 85 years old, 83, and
85.
All of them was 80 and over. Didn't have nobody under 80.
Yeah.
That's something, man. That's still, we could turn on some more, man.
Well, I saw one of your old buddies, Luke.
Oh,
it's
Doggo.
Today? You'll be fine today? Yeah, I was about to see them. I spent the night past Jewel last night.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay, I went south, maybe sit somewhere else.
No, 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 no. I'll move closer to you.
That's what I was thinking about. Oh, yeah, let's take care of it, huh?
Yeah. Right.
So you have to ask the questions now, don't you?
Yeah, but, well, you know, last time I was asking you, we went over a lot of your family history.
Yeah.
Like that.
You know, like I told you before, I never was a practical farmer. I didn't know too much about farming. I knew I wanted to go see Moran, and I knew he knew all about farming, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good man to talk to. But, you see, a lot of the stuff in the survey,
it don't have to all be farming. Don't have to all be farming.
Sure. And a lot of that is also, you know, it's important to know whether people know about farming or not.
Well, yeah.
In this area.
That gives you another viewpoint.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's important we know all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to just get into some names of what you call folks and things like
the French people. Catholic people,
yeah.
The two things you have probably is prevalent here is almost a command performance, I guess you call it, is every year on the first day of November, they have a commemoration or whatever you want to call it, All Saints Day, and everybody goes to the cemetery and to pray for the dead, you know what I mean? They have a little ceremony there. The priest comes out there and blesses the grave, what they call blessing the grave, put holy water on the grave, you see.
Really?
Yeah, and that's done all over.
Does he give a sermon?
Well, no, he might have just a few words before he starts on his pilgrimage around.